The National Scholastic Skateboarding League wraps up its fourth season on Wednesday. The Southern California-based group is the first and so far the only Scholastic Skateboarding League in the nation, and it's growing. Susan Vallett popped in at a recent competition in Orange County, California.
Here we go. 45-second run. Starts off with a nice little kick turn over there in the Valley of Doom. Couple fakies.
Clear the course!
Middle school and high school kids wear school bus yellow, neon green, and tan t-shirts representing their campuses. They take turns shredding through a skateboard course at a local skate park. The helmet-wearing kids are part of the National Scholastic Skateboarding League. Parent Katrina Foley created the school-sanctioned league 4 years ago for her snowboard and skateboard-loving son. It started with four teams.
And then we set up one contest. And it just flowed from there. And now we have 26 teams in Orange County and San Diego and almost 300 kids skating.
The league is now looking to expand to Los Angeles and Northern California. Foley says they've gotten calls from as far away as Colorado and Florida from other schools expressing interest.
I actually think this is just the beginning, and I envision we're going to have skate teams all over America.
The skaters, who have to maintain a C average or better if they want to stay on the team, roll at all levels, from beginning to advanced. The competitions are judged sort of like snowboarding. Everybody gets 2 45-second runs through the street course and 3 45-second runs through the bowl. Judges weigh style, speed, level of difficulty, and whether they nail their landings.
Land it! Yeah!
Judges track team points, too. The season's top point getters head to the finals.
Oh! One more try!
One more!
Katrina Foley says the league has created a feeling of community for the skateboarders.
It's a very positive experience and outlet for a large group of kids at a school. And it's definitely needed. I mean, look, there's hundreds of kids out here. This is a great, positive experience on a Friday night. Parents are here, principals, you know, community volunteers. It really, you know, it's no different than baseball or basketball or football.
Kirk Bauermeister is one of the principals who comes out to watch his skateboarding students. Bauermeister says he's loved having skateboarding at his school, but he's taken some flack from others who think skateboarders are just out to cause trouble.
They think I'm crazy. But if they knew these kids, I mean, they're just really good kids, and they're not just, you know, part of it is people think skateboarders are, they destroy things, but these are really good kids that have been, you know, a really benefit to our school. I mean, when parents come and they're lost, they direct them around campus, and I mean, they're just really good kids.
Tristan Stagmeyer, who teaches at another high school and grew up skateboarding, coaches three teams in the league.
You know, often the skateboarders are the kids who aren't involved in the varsity sports, and they're kind of a little bit of, you know, outsiders on the school. They don't have that strong connection to school. So here was something where, you know, you had these kind of outcasts found something and a way to connect to a faculty member and also a sport that they enjoy doing, and in turn it's connecting them to the school.
Stagmeyer says the time is right for the league to help legitimize skateboarding as a real sport.
It's definitely been more popularized and into the mainstream, accepted more in the mainstream now. I think with the X Games and surfing becoming big and some of the other sports that used to be like considered extreme sports like snowboarding, that they're now more popularized through the media. And it's sort of taken a little bit of that image away from skateboarding, where it used to be considered an outside thing, where, you know, now they're considering having it in the Olympics.
Oh, God.
And he gets it clean! Huge alley! From the peninsula to the waterfall!
15-year-old Dylan Dusablon has been skateboarding most of his life. He calls it addicting and likes that his friends are on teams in the league.
I think it's competitive in a fun way because my friends and I always make bets to see who can do what in the contests.
Dusablon's mom, Sandy Dusablon, sees it more than just fun.
It's both great physical exercise and artistic. I don't think I've ever seen a sport where everybody stands up encouraging the skater. You're competing, and they are slapping their boards for a good trick. They are 100% behind somebody who does something, even though that might have just meant that they dropped down a place in the contest. It's all smiles when someone does it.
I get people in the way. I guess now here he goes. Zach starting on his run.
An industry survey last year found there are more than 12 million skateboarders in the U.S. That comes as the number of public skate parks grows. But parent Sandy Duceblon says skateboarders need more than just a place to skate. They need their sport to be sanctioned by schools.
More kids skateboard in the U.S. than play Little League. So we should be recognizing it. We should be supporting it. Our schools should be supporting it and recognizing it.
Sarah Thompson is one of about a half dozen girls in the league.
It's not like anything else. It's not like any, team. Like, well, yeah, these are teams. But you kind of, you don't have to rely on anybody else. It's all up to you, with how well you do. And even if you don't do well, it's just good to be on your board. Feel the wind, blow it in your face. It's exhilarating, I guess.
Give it up for all the middle school Bayriders. Awesome competition tonight, guys.
For only a game, I'm Susan Ballett.
Woo! Yeah.